At 6:06, we have fog, drizzle, and 37 degrees in Tulsa. We're expected to rebound to 53 with a chance of some rain later in the day. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Mayor Bartlett is coming forward with a $7 million cut to the city's budget. He announced the plan after seeing the latest sales tax collection check from the state.
Unfortunately, the sales and use tax revenue for January was not bright. This is for the period of time between mid-November and mid-December. And because of the lateness of Thanksgiving, our Christmas season was shortened.
The plan he proposed to the city council yesterday adopts cuts offered by department heads. Now, most are position deferrals and savings from the redistribution of personnel to cover core operations. The City of Tulsa's River Infrastructure Task Force meets for the second time. Architect Herb Fritz was chair of the 2012 task force, and he says the city has always been good at planning river development, but hasn't always been able to follow through.
There were some opportunities to do some things many, many years ago that certainly would have helped us in terms of development now. Right now, we have to go back and rebuild a dam that was built in the 70s, you know, but it's been too long. Something else should have been done maybe in the 90s.
Fritz says Tulsa can still implement many of the ideas from the 2012 task force report and take full advantage of the Arkansas River. Well, the flu is taking its toll on Oklahoma.
This week, there were 5 deaths reported across the state, and one of those deaths did occur in Tulsa County.
That is Caitlin Snyder with the Tulsa Health Department. All of the deaths have been east of Interstate 35. 33 people have been hospitalized with the flu in the last week here in Tulsa County. Well, it was a short night for residents of the London Square Apartments. Tulsa police were engaged in a standoff overnight with a rape suspect at the complex. 43-year-old David Childers was taken into custody around 2 o'clock this morning. Community leaders and law enforcement officers gathered to ask for support to fund a new juvenile justice center and a jail expansion for Tulsa County.
In a crowded Tulsa juvenile court building, officials display the outdated, dilapidated facilities. They're calling for a new juvenile center and expanded jail. District Attorney Tim Harris says lack of adequate facilities hurts efforts to help troubled youngsters.
It's an embarrassment, and it's time for the citizens of Tulsa County to step up and do something about this.
County leaders will hold a series of public meetings this month to outline needs and call for support, most likely through a 0.067% tax, the former Fortifix County sales tax. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Oklahoma carries out its first execution of 2014. 38-year-old Michael Lee Wilson was executed last evening at the state prison in McAllister. He was convicted of the 1995 murder of Tulsa convenience store clerk Richard Yost. Fixing the transportation infrastructure is the focus of the Oklahoma Academy for State Goals this year. A list of recommendations is released at a state capitol news conference. Academy CEO Julie Knutson says funding is a top priority, and it starts with rethinking the fuel tax.
And that the fuel tax be based on a percentage of the wholesale price of fuel rather than a static per gallon amount, and this would enable the fuel tax to index the rate of inflation.
She says members of the Academy will share the information with lawmakers and urge them to take action to improve the state's infrastructure. Our weather forecast, fog and drizzle this morning, becoming more of a rain event later in the day with a high of 53. Tonight, partly clear and cool, 31 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and 60. Right now in Tulsa, fog, drizzle and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.